Welcome to the podcast of Radius Church. This podcast is presented in the context of our Sunday morning service. We hope you enjoy this presentation.
Have you ever experienced a season of heaviness? Now, I'm not talking about right after Thanksgiving or Christmas when you've eaten too much, okay? I'm not talking about the heaviness of body, okay? I'm talking about the heaviness of soul, the heaviness of spirit. When something happens and it just weighs you down. And how many have ever experienced a season of heaviness before? Here's the thing, heaviness can bring many different types of feelings. First, you can feel down and discouraged. Maybe you're, especially this time of year, as we're approaching the holidays, many people experience the Christmas blues, possibly because they don't have family to share it with. Some people, they look forward to the holidays. There's other people, and maybe you're one of them, you dread the holidays because you don't have loved ones, or maybe they're far away, and the holidays, instead of a time of rejoicing and gathering and celebration, they're a time of isolation and sadness, especially maybe if you have a family member that's kind of disenfranchised, that relationship is broken, and you experience that pain and that hurt even more. Sometimes people experience the after Christmas blues, when all the parties and the gatherings and the outings are done, and the tinsel and the lights are gone, and it is cold and windy and dreary for the next 4 months. Jesus, help us. And you get the after Christmas blues. Sometimes heaviness is just a sense of being overwhelmed, being burdened by life circumstances. Maybe it's a sickness, a financial crisis you're walking through. Or possibly it's at work. You just have so much to do. You're behind the eight ball. You can't get caught up. You've got so many pressures and responsibilities at home, at work, with the kids, and you don't know how you're going to do it, and you just sense this heaviness in your life. Sometimes it's feelings of isolation. You feel that no one cares, that God doesn't care. You pray and God is empty and he's a million miles away. And you feel all alone, and there's that heaviness of isolation and loneliness in your life. Sometimes it's just an overall feeling of gloominess, of hopelessness. Last week, as we wrapped up our series on faith, we talked about hope, that we can hope in every situation, but there are times when heaviness just kind of sucks the hope out of us, it sucks the life out of us, and we feel like, what's the use? We feel there's no purpose, no meaning in life, and everything is just empty and dead, and we're numb to everything. Sometimes the heaviness is frustration. Just seems like nothing goes right. You can't get a break. You just feel like you're kind of climbing out of the pit, and then boom, something else happened and knocks you down. And you're just frustrated and angry and upset. Sometimes you can pinpoint the reason for your heaviness. It is a financial crisis. It is a health issue. Maybe it's conflict at work with a superior, a colleague, or a subordinate. Possibly it is something going on with your kids or a different relationship, an extended family member. Whatever it is, you can pinpoint it, but there's other times where you have no idea what's causing this sense of heaviness, and you wish you knew, because if you knew, you could do something about it. And that might be the worst one of all, because you feel like there's no way out, you have no answers. This morning, I want to talk about how to overcome a spirit of heaviness. I want to welcome everyone to Radius Church today. It's great to have you with us, especially if you're a first-time guest. We're glad you're here. Want to welcome our online family. Thank you for being with us this morning. And my prayer is that by the time we're done, if you're experiencing heaviness, that God has lifted that heaviness from your life. Today's message is entitled, Wear Your Praise. How many are wearing clothes today? I hope every hand goes up, all right? You're wearing clothes. Here's the thing. God wants us to wear praise just as you wear the outfit you have on. Do you realize that? We see that in Isaiah chapter 61, verse 3, where it says, and this is a prophecy about Jesus, a prophecy about the Messiah, about what he would do when he would come. And it says, to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Why? That they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. Notice in this scripture three things that Jesus would give us. What are they? He would give us what? Beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. And it's this last one, the garment of praise, that we want to laser in on today. And the reason he gives us these things is to make us trees of righteousness. When I think of a tree, I think of something strong, sturdy, tall, with big leaves, and now the leaves are starting to fall over the ground. We're raking them up, that type of thing. But so many times when a spirit of heaviness takes our life, we are not a tree. We're more like a bramble bush that dries up and then becomes a tumbleweed. And it just rolls in the wind. Wherever the wind takes it is where it goes. Aimless, purposeless. Just, and some of you might feel like that. You feel like a tumbleweed. Your life is kind of in a dryer or a washer. You're just going in circles and circles, going nowhere, going all over the place. And life is horrible. I want you to know today, friends, you can overcome a spirit of heaviness. You and I can live in victory. And it all comes down to this. We need to wear our praise. In your notes this morning, Christ has given us a garment of praise. Wear your praise. Just as you put your clothes on this morning, you've got to put on praise. It's something you have to do. It's not just going to happen. You have to dress yourself. You have to wear your praise. Our theme for 2023 is abundance. And a key to living in abundance is wearing the praise, putting on the garment of praise, because the devil wants to bring heaviness at every turn of our lives. In your notes this morning, let's take a look at some observations about heaviness in the garment of praise. Number one, a spirit of heaviness is a spiritual issue. It's a spiritual issue and cannot be resolved with a physical remedy. You cannot get rid of a spirit of heaviness through some physical means. Back in 1835, there was a man who went to see a doctor, and he says, "Doc, I can't sleep. I've isolated myself from my friends. Life is miserable. Everything's horrible. What do I do?" And the doctor did a physical, and he found that the man was in complete, perfect health, prime condition. And he said, "Your problem is that you need to have fun. Right now in town, there's a circus in town, and there's a star performer. His name is Grimaldi, and he has people laughing, falling out of their seats. He's so funny. Go to the circus, and that'll lift you out of this slump." And the man says, "That's not going to help, because I am Grimaldi." He knew how to make everyone else have a good time, but he couldn't have a good time because, friends, a spirit of heaviness is not something external. It's something internal, something we have to deal with on a spiritual level. It is a spirit of heaviness. That word in the Hebrew language, the Old Testament's written in Hebrew, is ruach. Spirit is ruach. It's used for angelic spirits. It's also used for the Holy Spirit. A spirit of heaviness is a demonic spirit the devil sends to bring us down. And you can't solve a spiritual issue with a physical remedy, but many people try. Many people try pleasure. Let's have fun experiences. Let's go on trips and exotic vacations. Let's just get together with friends and hang out and have a good time. But pleasure doesn't remove a spirit of heaviness. Some people try wealth. If I accumulate a lot of money, a lot of possessions, get a new car, go shopping, get new clothes, maybe get a bigger, better TV in time for the football, bowl season's coming up. And we just try to buy things to make ourselves feel better and lift us out of the slump. But that doesn't work either. Sometimes people go to accomplishments, trying to strive in school or at work or just become the best they can be in whatever hobby or profession or whatever pastime it is, and they give themselves to it. But accomplishments don't bring us out of heaviness. Sometimes we feel that if I can just do something. But friends, there is only one solution for the spirit of heaviness, and it's a spiritual solution. It's the garment of praise. We need to wear our praise through the day. We need to wear our praise through the day. What does a spirit of heaviness do to us? Three things in your notes this morning. Number one, heaviness dims our sight and we can't see God. We're going to look at three different scripture passages. And the first one here is 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 2. It says, "It came to pass while Eli was lying down in his place, and when his eyes had begun to grow dim, that he could not see." That word dim, it's the same Hebrew word as heaviness that we read in Isaiah 61, 3. When you get old, your eyesight begins to go. Has anyone experienced that? When I was young, I did not have glasses. When I was about 25, I needed glasses because I was getting headaches all the time for astigmatism. Now I have progressive lenses to see far and to see near and for the astigmatism. What happens is that heaviness causes us to be unable to see. That's what happened. And when heaviness comes on us, we don't see the goodness of God anymore. We don't see the faithfulness of God. We don't see how God has answered our prayer. Last week when we talked about the hope in the faith series, we talked about one of the things to do to gain hope in your life is recall the past victories God has given you. And when we have a spirit of heaviness, we can't see those victories. We can't see the times God has blessed us and answered prayer. And as a result, the world kind of looks dark. The world looks dim. The world feels heavy. That's what a spirit of heaviness does to us. The second thing heaviness does to us is that it extinguishes our fire and we lose our passion for God and life. Heaviness extinguishes our fire. We lose our fire, our passion for God and for life. Isaiah 42:3 says, "A smoldering wick he will not snuff out." That word smoldering is also the same word for heaviness. It refers to a wick that is running out of oil. All the oil's been consumed, and now the wick is burning out. It's just starting to smolder. And what heaviness does to us, it drains us of the oil of the Spirit, the oil of life. And our fire for God begins to die. It begins to become quenched. We stop praying. Because what good does it do to pray anyway? We stop reading the Bible because when I read my Bible, I'm not getting anything out of it. I get as much spiritual benefit as reading the newspaper. And how many know there's not a lot of spiritual benefit in the newspaper? It's a spirit of heaviness. You see all the bad things. And we just, heaviness will drain us of our passion for God, to do God's work, to invest in God's plan and program. And you ever think about it? If you are down in the dumps and you've got heaviness, you're discouraged, what does your witness look like to the world? Is that something the world admires? Man, I want a life like that. They're always discouraged. They're always negative. They're always grumbling. They're always complaining. Sign me up. I want to be a follower of Jesus. You see, the enemy wants you to wear a spirit of heaviness, because then you won't have the garment of praise, of joy, of peace, of hope that shines as a light to the world. We need to realize the enemy's tactics. He wants to extinguish your passion for God. The third thing a spirit of heaviness does to us is it makes life dull. Things don't look bright. In Leviticus chapter 13, it talks about examining the skin to see if it had a contagious disease or not. And in chapter 13, verse 39, it says, "If the bright spots on the skin of the body are dull white," that word dull, again, the same word for heaviness. And so what heaviness does, it makes what is bright dull. You don't see brightness, and that's what heaviness does to us. We feel like life is dull. We feel like the future is not bright. We feel like it's kind of dark, it's cloudy. Friends, the devil wants you and I to live in a spirit of heaviness. How many of you want to live in a spirit of heaviness? Raise your hand. I don't see anyone out there. So the question is, why do we let this spirit of heaviness pervade in our life? This is what we need to realize, and this is point number two in your notes this morning, is that God gives us the garment of praise. That's what we read. It says in Isaiah 61, verse 3, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. God gives us a garment of praise because he knows that is the only solution that can cure a spirit of heaviness. 8 years ago, my wife began to experience many different neurological symptoms. Many of you may remember that. She started having facial tics. She had fatigue. She had difficulty walking, came to the place where she couldn't walk on her own. Her head bobbled like Weebles Wobbles and it won't fall down. She was losing strength. I was afraid I was going to lose her. We went to doctors, went to Mayo Clinic, and they could find nothing. They could not find the cause. One of the docs there says, it's all a mental problem. So he sent this to the shrink at Mayo Clinic. The shrink at Mayo Clinic examiner says, there's nothing wrong with you mentally. There's no drug I can give you. I don't know what is causing it, but it's not a psychological issue. We didn't know what was causing it. Here's the thing. When you have a sickness, when you have an affliction, and there's no cure, the doctors are doing educated guesses, it gets very discouraging. I want you to know this morning, when it comes to a spirit of heaviness, Jesus is not doing an educated guess. He's not throwing his hands up in the air and saying, I don't know what to do about your problem. You just got to live with it. No, he says, I'm giving you the garment of praise for a spirit of heaviness. You just have to choose to put it on. You have to choose to put it on. This coat this morning, I had to choose to put on this coat. If I give you a new shirt, a new pair of pants, a new pair of shoes, a new outfit, you have to choose if you're going to wear it or not. You have to choose if you're going to wear praise or if you're going to be stuck in a spirit of heaviness. I want to look at your neighbor, and say, you choose to put on praise. You choose if you're going to wear your praise. Praise is not an accessory like a watch, okay? Here's the thing about a watch. The watch, you put it on, and you really don't think about it for the rest of the day. And it's easily covered up and hidden by a sleeve. Praise is not an accessory that you take on and off. There's times when I'm doing a lot of typing, I'll take my watch off and I'll set it down on the desk and then I put it back on. Or when I'm working out, I don't wear my watch then. This is an accessory. It's kind of, you don't really need it. You got your cell phone now. You don't need a watch. It's optional. Friends, praise is not optional, just as your clothes are not optional. Now, I guess you could have the option to not wear clothes out in public, but you're going to find yourself behind bars, all right? How many realize clothing is mandatory? Your garment is mandatory. And that's what Jesus says when he says, I'm likening praise to something. It's a garment. It's mandatory. It's not optional. It's not something that's easily hidden or obscured. It's out there in plain sight for everyone to see. Are you wearing your praise throughout your day? Are you praising God? Is there a joy in the spirit, just a spirit of thankfulness in your life? We need to wear praise throughout our day. Point number three this morning, you cannot wear two outfits at the same time. You can't wear two outfits at the same time. You have to take one off in order to put the other one on. A few weeks ago, my wife and I, we were at JCPenney's. They had a really great sale on, and I saw this really nice shirt. But to see if it fit, I had to take off the shirt I was wearing to put on the new shirt. I had to remove the old shirt to put on the new one. And friends, you cannot put on the garment of praise if you're going to continue to wear a spirit of heaviness. You have to take off a spirit of heaviness so that you can put on a garment of praise. So how do you take off a spirit of heaviness? I'm going to give you three things. They're the three R's this morning, all right? If you're taking notes, write these down. You don't want to miss them. The first thing to do to take off a spirit of heaviness is to recognize the presence of heaviness. You have to recognize the presence of heaviness. Here's what happens. Something bad happens and you put on a spirit of heaviness. What happens? If you keep it on, it can become a habit and you almost just become comfortable living in it. And you just keep that heaviness on all the time, and you walk through life and you don't recognize it. We need to recognize when we have put on a spirit of heaviness. How do I recognize it? Well, what does heaviness do to us? One of the things it does is it extinguishes our fire. Where's your spiritual passion at this morning? Are you in the Word? Are you praying? Are you doing God's work? Are you coming to church and hanging out with God's friends? Is there a spiritual passion? If not, maybe you have a spirit of heaviness. What is life? When you think of life, does life seem bright or does it kind of seem dull? Do you walk around like Eeyore on Winnie the Pooh with the rain cloud over him all the time? Or do you walk around with sunshine? What is your life like? Maybe is your life like the first thing we talked about, where we see, do you see the goodness of God? Do you see how God answers prayer? Or do you kind of feel like God's not working in my life? Things are kind of futile. Are you in a spirit of heaviness? You need to recognize it and then to see if you've agreed with it. If you've agreed with the spirit of heaviness, God, you haven't been faithful. God, you haven't been good. God, I haven't been able to depend on you. You haven't answered prayer. My future is bleak. What we need to do, this is the second thing, we need to repent. We need to come out of agreement. If I have yielded to a spirit of heaviness through anxiety or anger, and that's how we yield to it. We'll talk about that in a moment. But if we yield to heaviness through anxiety or anger, then we need to turn from it. We need to turn from the spirit of heaviness to come out of agreement. God, forgive me for getting mad at you, for blaming you, for taking revenge, for not being in the Word. Forgive me. Let the Holy Spirit speak to you about what you need to repent of. And then the third thing is to resist it. You need to resist a spirit of heaviness. This is where you refuse to agree with anxiety, anger, despair, discouragement, and hopelessness, and you choose to agree with what God says about himself and about the Word, and you're declaring Scripture over your situation. You're letting faith arise. What we talked about the last few weeks when we did our faith series, and we're a people of faith and of hope. We're trusting God for all things, because and that God is our, what's the letter F in faith stand for? Do you remember? A friend. I believe God is my friend. What's the letter R stand for? No? Hey. You're right. Why am I doing R? I went F-R as a friend. F-A, that's how you spell faith. Thank you. I was trying to think of the R myself, and I'm going, what's the R in faith? There is no R in faith. Oh, yes, I needed humbling there. Okay, thank you, Jesus. What's the letter A in faith? All things. God can do all things. What's the letter I in faith? Initiative, inspiring, where I'm going to do the right things even if I don't feel like it, even if I don't see a result, I'm going to do what's right. What's the letter T? Total surrender. Faith receives what God gives. Even if God doesn't answer and do what I want him to do, even if he doesn't do all things, I'm going to surrender just as Jesus surrendered when he said on the cross, God, let this suffering pass from me, but if not, not my will, but yours. God, I want your will and your plan, even if it's a plan that doesn't line up with my will. And then the letter H is hope in all things. We can trust that God works all things together for good. And as I resist the devil and be a person of faith, of friendship, all things. I'm going to do what's right, take that initiative. I'm going to totally surrender to God and have hope. That's when it begins to break that spirit of heaviness, and I can put on praise. And that brings us to letter B. We need to put on the garment of praise. How do we do that? It's by listening to God for a new song that gives you a fresh vision of God. You listen for a new song. There are 7 different Hebrew words for praise. And one of those words is tehillah. Sounds kind of like tequila, but it's a whole lot better than that, okay? Tehillah. And what's interesting is when you find the word tehillah, many times in Scripture, it's accompanied by a new song. We see it in Psalm 149, verse 1. It says, praise the Lord, sing to the Lord a new song and his praise, his tehillah, in the assembly of the saints. It's Isaiah 42, verse 10. Sing to the Lord a new song and his praise, his tehillah, from the ends of the earth. Now, there's one more scripture we're going to look at, Psalm 40, verse 3. And as we do, I want you to look, where does the new song come from? Okay? Who does it originate with? It says, he has put a new song in my mouth, praise, tehillah to our God. Who gives us the new song? Where does that new song come from? Does it come from us? No, it comes from God. So what happens when I encounter a spirit of heaviness, I need to stop and listen to God and say, God, what are you trying to teach me in this moment? God, how do I put on praise? And I give you a half a dozen ways to put on the garment of praise, some practical things. Let's look at them very quickly. The first one is you just begin to praise God for who he is. You meditate on who God is. Maybe you recite the names of God. It looks something like this. God, I thank you that you're a rock I can stand on right now in this time of uncertainty. God, my feet are on solid ground. Even though I'm going through the storm, you're a shelter in the time of storm. You're my Savior. I thank you, God, that you've set me free from sin. Praise you for that. And you just do the names of God. The second way we praise God is declare your blessings and answered prayers. Think of the times that God has answered prayer, that he's been faithful, that he's come through for you, recalling those past victories. And say them out loud. Just don't think them in your mind, because as you say them out loud, that builds your faith. Even better yet, write them down. For the past year, I started something. I read last year about this time, I read how people that write down 5 things that they're thankful for every day, how it gives them a greater sense of joy. I've been doing that almost every day for a year now, and I would say my outlook on my life is more positive than it was a year ago. Because I've been writing down just what I'm thankful for. I'm thankful for running water. I'm thankful for a hot water heater, so I had a hot shower this morning. I'm thankful that I can see. I'm thankful that I can hear. I'm thankful that God healed my wife. I'm thankful that God has helped my daughter afford the first semester of college. I'm not worrying about the next 3. I'm thankful that the first one is covered. All right? Actually, the first year, not first semester. And you just thank God. Write down or verbalize the things you're thankful for. That's how you wear praise. The third item there in your notes is to sing a new spontaneous song of praise that doesn't have to rhyme. And you can incorporate the promises of God. It looks like this. Lord, I want to thank you, God. You're a good God, a gracious God, a merciful God. Jesus, I thank you for dying for my sin. Oh, Lord, you're awesome. You're wonderful. Lord, I give you my praise. Thank you, God, for healing me. Thank you, God, for walking with me through the valley of the shadow of death. Lord, I praise you. I magnify you. I bless your holy name, O Lord. Hallelujah, O God. And I'm just singing a song of whatever the Holy Spirit brings to my mind. And I sing a new song that gives me a new revelation, a fresh vision of God, his goodness, his faithfulness in my life. The fourth thing we do is we can sing with a worship playlist or even a cappella. You got a favorite praise song? Just start singing it. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any. And just let praise build you up. Or put together your own playlist on Spotify and then sing along if you can't stand your own voice, okay? Because I know some of us, we make a joyful noise to the Lord. And so you want someone to kind of cover up to give a melody, because otherwise it's a noise. But no, put on a playlist and join Hillsong or Elevation or Jesus Culture or Bethel or whoever, and just praise and worship God. The fifth way we put on praise is recite scriptures on praise. Psalm 34, God, your word says, I'm going to bless you at all times, and your praise will continually be in my mouth. So I'm going to do that. I'm going to bless you now, God, even though I don't feel like it. Even though life is miserable, I'm going to bless you. Your word says in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, in everything to give thanks, for this is the will of God. Lord, I don't see your will right now, but I will give you thanks, believing you are accomplishing your will. And God, you're going to bring all things together for good. You're helping me in this, God. I believe it. And you just recite those scriptures that talk about praising and blessing God. Find them. You can do a concordance, a word search. Just do praise scripture verses on Google. A bunch will come up. Take three or four that mean a lot to you. Write them on an index card. Keep them in your pocket. Pull it out when you need it and begin to focus on praise. The last way that you and I can put on the garment of praise is by singing in the Spirit. This is singing in your prayer language. If you're baptized in the Holy Spirit and you speak in other tongues, then you can also worship in tongues. The Apostle Paul talks about this in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 15, where he says, I pray with my understanding, and I also pray in the Spirit. I pray in tongues. I intercede in tongues. He says, I sing with my understanding, and I sing in the Spirit. You just sing in the Spirit. Hallelujah, Lord, I praise you, O God. And you just sing in the Spirit and worship him and put on a garment of praise. I want to give you an illustration of what does it look like to take off a spirit of heaviness, and then what does it look like to put on the garment of praise. So many times when we think of a spirit of heaviness, we think of it as a long, drawn out thing, and it can be that, but before it ever becomes that, what has to happen is that it starts very small as a seed. And many times when something bad happens to us, we get a phone call, or there's a conflict at home, or maybe there's a financial issue, whatever it is, the devil comes and he drapes on us a spirit of heaviness. And realize, when I say the devil, it's not Satan, because here's the thing, Satan is not equal with God. God can be all places at one time, but the devil cannot. Most of us are not important enough to have ever encountered Lucifer himself, okay? Most of us, it's only been some sub-demon, some principality or power. We've never encountered the devil, but we've encountered the enemy. And what you and I do when we get that bad news and that spirit of heaviness is put on us, what we do in the next moment, that's critical. Because if I give into it and fixate on the problem, and I can do that in one of two ways, through anxiety or anger, if I fixate on that problem, I begin to put on the spirit of heaviness. Maybe I've gone to the doctor, and I get a bad report. I'm waiting for the test results, and he calls and says, man, Craig, it doesn't look good. This is bad. You've got a fatal disease. And all of a sudden, I begin to have fear. I begin, oh my goodness, God, you've got to help me. And I start to play the what if game. What if I die? What if this is fatal. God, what am I going to do? God, what's going to happen to my family? God, how's my wife? How are my kids going to be? God, I want to be around. I want to walk my daughters down the aisle. I want to see my grandkids. God, what's going to happen? And as I fixate on this, it begins to engulf me and envelop me. And what takes place is heaviness becomes more and more a part of my life. What we need to realize is God is in control, but so many times it's just enveloping us, and it's so easy to become a victim when you're wearing a spirit of heaviness. And you know, in some ways, there's a little bit of comfort in being a victim. There's comfort because, man, I've got it so bad. Don't you feel bad for me? And I get sympathy and I get attention. But you know what? When I am a victim, there's no way I can be a victor. There's no way I can be a victor. And it's not just in a big thing like getting a bad report of a fatal disease. It can be a little thing. See, sometimes we get an acorn, and sometimes the sky truly is falling. Sometimes you just get a phone call from the school. My kid did what? And you got to go to the principal's office, and that heaviness comes on you. Or maybe it is a work issue, or maybe your car did break down. There's something going on. You find out you've got four cavities and need a root canal. That'll bring a spirit of heaviness on you. Things in life can be big or little, and we put on the spirit of heaviness as we worry about it, or we get angry about it. Your furnace goes out. You really need it this time of year. If it was like May, I can wait till the fall. But you have the HVAC guy come in, and he tells you, you need a whole new furnace. You need to replace it. $5,000. And you're going, what? God, I've been tithing. You're supposed to rebuke the devourer. And God, you're not blessing me. You haven't opened the windows of heaven. What's going on, God? I don't get this. Man, you know what? I'm not going to give anymore. I'm not going to give my missions faith promise. I know you provided money for me, but I need to take that money. I need to do this, God. And you just get ticked off at God. And sometimes it's not $5,000. Maybe it's something, it's just someone cuts you off in traffic and you get ticked off and you get mad and angry, you get bitter, and just a little bit of heaviness, but you wear that. It can be anything, something at work, and sometimes we blame God, we blame others, we want to take revenge. Sometimes we get mad and we swear or even take God's name in vain. And when we fall into that, we have engulfed ourselves in a spirit of heaviness. What do we need to do? First of all, recognize it. God, I've fallen. I've agreed with the spirit of heaviness that you're not good. You don't love me. You don't care about me. And then I repent. God, forgive me. Forgive me for doubting you. God, I've sinned. Forgive me for swearing. Forgive me, God, for taking your name in vain. God, forgive me for all these things. God, I don't want heaviness in my life. God, I take this off. I'm submitting to you. I want your will, God, and I'm going to resist the devil. And you know, the devil's not taking it because how many know the devil doesn't want to give up without a fight? The enemy doesn't just say, okay, yeah, you said it, I'll take it away. Or maybe we give it and we got rid of it. But sometimes the enemy brings it back a day or a week later, and it's like something little happens, and God didn't do it last week, and he puts that spirit of heaviness on you, and it's like, yeah, you're right. You're right, and you begin to put that heaviness back on you. What you need to do is stop and say, no, God gave me victory. I'm submitting to God. I'm resisting the devil, and he needs to flee. That's how we wipe out the spirit of heaviness. But then there's a second thing. It doesn't stop with that. We need to put on the garment of praise. We put on the garment of praise. And what does that look like? something bad happens in our life, just like it did before. You get a phone call, washer or dryer breakdown. You have a fight with your spouse. There's an office conflict. And the enemy puts on that spirit of heaviness. And we've got the choice. It's that critical moment. What are we going to do? We recognize, God, I'm supposed to trust you in every situation. God, you love me. You died for me. God, you're a good and faithful God. So I refuse to be anxious, and I'm not going to be angry. I'm not going to get upset. God, I put my faith and my trust in you. You are a good God, and I'm going to believe in you, Lord. In fact, I'm going to praise you right now, God. I'm going to put on my garment of praise. And Lord, I need a new song in this moment. God, what are you trying to teach me? How do you want me to praise you? What do you want me to do right now, God? I'm listening, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Thank you for dying for my sin. God, I deserve to be in hell. But you died for me, God. Thank you, Lord. I praise you. And God, if you cared enough for me to die so that I don't go to hell and be to heaven, I can trust you with everything going on in my life right now. I don't have to worry. I don't have to be anxious. I don't have to fear. So I'm going to just trust you, God. Lord, you are my rock. God, I'm standing on you in this time. God, you're Jehovah Jireh. You're my provider. You're the God who supplies all my needs according to your riches and glory, and I praise you for that. God, you're my strength. God, I'm feeling really weak right now. This is really taking the air out of my sails. God, I don't know if I can make it through. God, I need your strength. You said you'd be my strength. God, protect me. God, you said you're a shield. God, be a shield for me. Protect me from those who are lying about me at work, from those who are lying about me at school, those who are trying to make me look bad. God, I need your help. Vindicate me, oh God, for I've walked in my own integrity. Psalm 26, verse 1. You're Jehovah Rapha. You're my healer. You are the God who heals of all my diseases. So, Lord, I'm trusting you. Jesus, you bore sickness and infirmity on the cross. By your stripes, I'm healed. God, I pray that you would heal me of cancer. God, heal me of this injury. God, heal me of this affliction. God, of this depression that I've been in. You bore our sorrows and our griefs so you can heal emotional sickness, not just physical sickness. I thank you for that, oh God. I praise you, O Lord. I magnify you, O God. God, you are greater than anything I face. I'm going to put my trust in you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. I magnify you, O God. Oh, Lord, I thank you. Jesus, I declare your victory in my life. No weapon formed against me will prosper. Through my God, I shall do valiantly. Lord, I will bless you at all times. Your praise will continually be in my mouth. God, I'm going to worship you. I magnify you. I give you a sacrifice of praise. I don't feel like praising it, but oh God, I'm going to do it anyway. Satan has no authority in my life. You are God. You're the Lord over my situation. I praise you today. I love you, God. I love you, Jesus. Thank you for blessing me. Jesus, you've healed me in the past. You've healed my family members. Oh, Jesus, you've provided for me in the past when I've had financial difficulty. Oh, Jesus, you have protected me in the past. You have vindicated me in the past. You've given me peace in the past. You've taken away my fear in the past. God, you've been faithful. I remember back, Lord, when you healed my wife, God, and you raised her up, and she's got strength today, and she's whole. I praise you for that. God, I magnify you today. Beautiful one, I love you. beautiful one, I adore, beautiful one, my soul must sing. Sing it with me. The words are on the screen. Beautiful one, stand this morning. I love, beautiful one, I adore, beautiful one, my soul must sing. Sing it again. Tell him he's beautiful. Beautiful one, I love, beautiful one, I adore, beautiful one, my soul must sing. Lord, we love you, O God. We must sing to you because you died for us. Thank you, Jesus, for dying on the cross, for purchasing our salvation. Thank you, God, for setting us free from sin. Thank you, God, for always being a friend who sticks closer than a brother. God, you've never left us. You've never forsaken us. We magnify you. Jesus, I thank you for the garment of praise to conquer a spirit of heaviness. Teach us, O God, today how to put on praise. Maybe you're here this morning and you recognize right now there's a spirit of heaviness on your life. Maybe it's through anxiety, anger, whatever it is, and you need to give it up to him. If that's you, I just want you to raise your hand. Whatever is caused, no one looking around. This is between you and God. If you have a spirit of heaviness and you want God to help you overcome it, just lift your hand up right now saying, God, I want you to see. I need you to remove this in my life. God, I'm calling out to you in your own words. I want you just to tell God what it is. And if God shows you anything that you've agreed with, anything you've, any way you've sinned, I want you to begin to confess that sin to God. Lord, forgive us if we become bitter towards you. Forgive us, God, if we've been angry, if we've stopped praying, if we've stopped reading. Lord, there may be some online, they've stopped going to church. I'll just worship at home. And they've isolated themselves from the body of Christ by choice. God, help us to forgive. God, help us to let go of our anger. God, for those who are just bound in depression, in fear, anxiety, set them free. You said you have not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and self-control. You're giving us self-control to defeat this, and we thank you. And right now, we resist the devil. We refuse to be anxious. We refuse to be angry. We refuse to bear this burden and this weight. And we submit to you, God, whatever you want to do. You're our friend. We have faith in you. You can do all things. We're going to take initiative and do the right thing today. We surrender to you, not our will, but your will be done. And God, you're the God of hope. Let hope arise today. Lord, I pray right now people would just cast off a spirit of heaviness. And they would begin to praise you, oh God. I want you to praise him this moment. However he works on your heart, just praise him today. Oh, Jesus, hallelujah, Lord. Oh, we magnify you, oh God. Oh, you're higher than any other. There's no one like you, God. You're magnificent and you're awesome. We're trusting you today. God, you've made us more than conquerors. Thank you, Jesus. Help us to wear our praise, God, and not put on that spirit of heaviness, but to take it off. God, help us to wear our praise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Sometimes the heaviness we have in life comes from sin. We're not right with God. And maybe you've never made the decision to follow Jesus Christ. And you felt life is kind of heavy. The Holy Spirit's convicting you of right and wrong. And you know that you need to get right with God. You need to confess your sin and surrender your life. If that's you this morning, whether you're in the house or you're watching live online, if God's speaking to you that you need to confess your sin and confess Jesus as Lord, the leader and the boss of your life with no one looking around, how many would raise your hand and say, I need to get right with God. I need a relationship with God. I don't know him as my friend. I have sinned against God. Thank you. I see those hands. Anyone else this morning, you'd say, thank you. I see that hand there in the back. Thank you. Anyone else this morning, you'd say, I want to follow Jesus. I want to commit my life to Christ and let him be in charge. If you're watching online this morning and God's speaking to your heart, he's saying, hey, you're not right with me. You need a friendship with me. You need to get rid of your sin. If God's speaking to you, just go ahead and raise your hand and say, God, here I am. I want to surrender my life to you. Anyone else in the house today, you'd say, I'm surrendering my life. Just put your hand up and you can put it back down. Thank you. Thank you. I'm going to say this prayer. I'd like each person to repeat after me. Dear Jesus, I know you love me because you died for my sin. I am a sinner. I need forgiveness. Please forgive me. I surrender my life. I put it in your hands. I want to follow you and do your will. Help me, God, to live for you and to wear a garment of praise so that other people can see you're a great God who loves them and died for them. Amen.
You have been listening to the podcast of Radius Church in Casper, Wyoming. For more information, please check us out at radiuschurch.live or call us at 307-265-9121. We hope you've enjoyed this presentation.